Well, hey there, welcome to episode 11 of Busy Kids Love Music, an educational podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm thrilled that you're joining me today. Quick note before we get started with today's episode, I open up my online piano lesson programs for what I call public enrollment a few times a year. And we're currently in a public enrollment period this week through January 17th. So I just wanted to let you know if you're considering piano lessons to be sure to check out my program for kids at busykidsdopiano.com or my program for adults at busymomsdopiano.com before our public enrollment period ends on January 17th. All right, on with the show. Today we are going to talk about the symphony. Symphony might be a word that you've heard a lot before, but maybe you're not exactly sure what it is or what it means. So let's start by defining it. Symphony comes from the Greek words sym, which means together, and phone, which means sound. A symphony is a piece of music written for an orchestra to play. Together sound, right? They're usually long pieces of music. Some pieces of music are written for small orchestras and some are written for large orchestras. A large orchestra, called a symphony orchestra, is needed in order to play a symphony. The symphony orchestra includes wind, string, brass, and percussion instruments and usually consists of 40 or more players. Franz Joseph Haydn, an Austrian composer from the classical period of music, is known as the father of the symphony. He is credited for coming up with the form of the symphony. Think of it as the way that a symphony is organized. Here's how Haydn's symphonic form goes. The symphony is divided into four different parts, which we call movements. Each movement has a little bit of a different style, but it's all part of the same big idea. The big idea is the symphony. In Haydn's symphonic form, the first movement of the symphony was usually fast and lively with two different musical themes or melodies. Listen to a bit of the first movement from Haydn's symphony number 45 in F sharp minor, which is also called the Farewell Symphony. The second movement of a symphony is typically slower than the first. Think of it as a time to relax after the excitement of the first movement. Listen to a bit of the second movement from Haydn's Farewell Symphony and notice how the tempo, that's the speed of the piece, is slower than the movement you just heard. The third movement of a symphony is often dance-like and has a more lighthearted feel to it. The fourth movement of a symphony is typically the finale. It's often fast and furious and a chance to really show off the symphony orchestra. ¶¶ Haydn might be known as the father of the symphony, and he did write over 100 symphonies in his lifetime, but composer Ludwig van Beethoven wrote some of the most groundbreaking and well-known symphonies. The piece you are listening to now is one of the most famous classical pieces of music ever written, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Beethoven wrote just 9 symphonies in all, but they changed the way the symphony sounded. In our next episode, we are going to take a closer look at Beethoven's 9 symphonies. Many composers have written iconic symphonies, and you can get a taste of some of these by downloading this episode's listening calendar, which can be found at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/11. Again, that's busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/11. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks for our study of Beethoven's symphonies on the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. Bye for now.